Aye.
Opposed?
It's on.
All right.
Okay. I did figure it out. I'm going to stick that
Good job.
Right there.
By Dave.
All right, guys. Let me call the meeting to order.
So turn around.
And thank you. At whatever time it is, what is it?
5:38.
What?
5:38.
5:38. We have a quorum present. As always, we begin our meetings with a moment of silence, if you all will join me in that. All right, guys, the agenda was published and put out. If I can, any additions or changes to the agenda as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Pass. Thank you. And with that, always remember, guys, I read this, agenda items may not be considered in sequence. Agenda subject changes may include the addition and deletion of items, including executive sessions. And one of those additions is recommending a strategy. This is a briefing. And I think what we're going to do, let me do the minutes, then check off public comment. We'll do those two things. Guys, if you would take a look at your meeting minutes. Those two were also published and sent out for review. Any additions or changes to the minutes as presented? Kevin, we jiggy? We are?
Treasury's report needs to be February 18, not 17, for the first sentence.
Where am I?
Pat presented list of banking statements for February 17. That should be February 18.
Thank you. Done. All right, so we've got February 18. Any other additions or corrections as noted?
Good catch.
All right. Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented? Amended minutes, thank you.
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second that one.
Right. And all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. All right. That's the secretary's report. Thank you. And with that, let's go ahead right into our presentation.
Okay, super cool. Thank you for the opportunity tonight. And most of you know me, I'm Master Sergeant Houston. I'm one of the instructors here at school. And this is Dwayne Seeley. Dwayne Seeley is the treasurer at the Lipstick Volunteer Fire Company. We requested some of your time this evening about the money. So as Scott said when he rolled in, it's all about the money. Dwayne has had some excellent experience raising money for the Lipstick Volunteer Department. So of course here, raise capital for First State Military Academy. One of the things that I've learned in my short time is that we always need more money. We want to do the improvements, we want to grow the school, we want to do the sidewalks, we want to do the football field, whatever the case may be. In doing that, we also want to promote our school throughout the state. So this school has a far reach, as I'm sure you guys are aware, probably more than I am, south of Dover, all the way up almost into Pennsylvania, some of our students are coming from. So for us, that looks like an opportunity for what? An opportunity for money. And Dwayne's already done it for the Lipstick Fire Department. In doing that, not just promoting our school, hey, we're gonna hopefully solicit some funds. And in addition, we'll increase awareness of our school, which would hopefully lead to enrollment and potential people down the road. So it's more than just the money. So how do we do it? We're gonna ask if we can solicit some funds. So the Lipstick Volunteer Fire Company, Dwayne?
So back in 2013, I took over as the treasurer of the Lipstick Volunteer Fire Company. And I had another fire company come to us and say, do you guys send out mailers? Do you guys do marketing fund, you reach out to your community? And my, coming from a small town in Maine, was my response was, I don't think they'll ever support it. So I was a naysayer. I'll be the first one to tell you that. So how you basically do is, we basically have 456 people depending on the population. We put together a chart, a flyer, mail it out to those 450 people. They basically stuff a check in an envelope, check a box, send it back, and all you have to do is cash a check. They get to take it off on their taxes because you're a 501(c)(3), as the fire companies are, and you simply can use the money however you want because it's no longer restricted fund, it's no longer appropriations coming from state or federal monies. So it's a donation that's given to you, and you can spend it how you guys see fit.
I was a little skeptical in the beginning, but Lipstick realized that it's such a small community. They're only sending out 450 of these, and we're going to show you in a minute the financials with the return of their investment. Our scope at First State Military, of course, is exponentially larger. State of Delaware is approximately 962,000 people. So am I going to say we're going to reach all of those people? No, but you'll see in a minute what those numbers mean. What is our pitch? So for them, when they do this, it's fire and safety, right? Everybody wants their fire people to show up, the ambulance to show up in the event you need them and save their life or save your house. For us, we're doing something you guys know better than I do, a lot different. And the one thing you guys probably already heard, I think Mr. Gallucci was telling us, PPG. There's a gentleman over there that talks about they can't hire people with a good salary and full benefits, they just can't get the people to do the work. So of course they're starting to look at places like us. So if we showcase a little bit of who we are, I think we're going to find that people are going to be generous with their donations.
I just want to make sure that everybody's aware that this information that I'm showing you pertains to the Lipstick Volunteer Fire Company only. If you happen to get a hold of this, please don't disseminate it out amongst the public. They have to do a request to be able to come and get that. 2013, we sent out roughly 450 flyers, cost us $550, $7,110 with a 19% return. Bottom number is what we've brought in over the past 5 years. Again, hitting the same people in our small community. One of the things that kind of struck me as odd was all the fire companies in Delaware all have state and county appropriations. And I thought, when that comes in the mail, these people are going to throw it in the trash and say, I'm already paying them through my tax dollars. But I'm here to tell you, these are the facts, these are the monies that come in, and this is money that we use for things that the general public eye would look at and say, why is the Lipstick Volunteer Fire Company playing softball in a tournament? Why is the Lipstick Volunteer Fire Company buying their people pizza on duty crew night? So for us, it's made an avenue for us to say, we're using money that we're generating from our funds, our marketing.
Good?
Yep.
Okay, so $2,600 investment over 5 years generated $34,000. Remember, that's only 400 people. They can't dip into Dover, they can't dip into Smyrna, they can only ask the people of Lipstick. Our students come from all over, hence that 962,000 people in Delaware. So this is what they
look like when they come in. There's a company that we go to, we sit down, they design the flyer. There are marketing people. They will look at it and say, this is what you need to do. The only thing we do every year is I have to mail in the tear-off pieces if there's any address changes. And we update the photos if we bought a new piece of equipment or they put in some blurb, right? Hear the beep, when you sleep, where you sleep, right? So it's a matter of the marketing company has to look at it and say, what fits you guys today? It's really pretty simple.
So for us, of course, some of it would come from you. You know, what is your recommendation? What do you want to see? How do we want to request? Do we want to request for those sidewalks? Do we want to request for that gymnasium? And then the following year when we do it again, hey, maybe we show a picture of that gymnasium or those sidewalks and the cadets walking around and so on.
So does that come in folded to your trifold size?
It does. I actually have some in a minute. I'll show when
okay.
We get there. This is a reminder notice. So if you send out 450 of them, you tear off that bottom piece, you send it in, then that generates the remaining 80%. And they'll call me up and say, Dwayne, it's time for a reminder. Do you want to send a reminder out? And I'll say, send it. They'll send me a United States Postal Service. We pay I think to do our reminders is like $90 because you're only hitting one, no color picture, and you're only hitting the reminder. They send them out. Again, all you have to do is cash checks, take them to the bank, make the deposit.
Does it only get sent to the ones that haven't donated yet?
Correct, it only goes to the ones that haven't donated yet.
Okay.
This is a report that I had asked them to pull to be able to verify the numbers and everything. This is at my fingertips from fire company anytime I want it. All I have to do is call up Jeff. They run the report, they send it out. And what's interesting about this is it breaks it down by categories as to the residents, how many people of residents actually donated. So there's where your percentages come from. We only have one apartment in Lipsick, 38 businesses. And what really struck me as odd is the non-resident owners. Any taxpayer in our town will get sent one of these regardless of where they are in the United States. And we get a pretty good support from even out-of-staters that own land in that in our town. And again, I asked them to pull the 14, 15, 16 year reports with gross numbers. Some of their numbers don't exactly match mine because it depends on, they count them by 2016, 2017, the reminders that come out. So when we send our reminder out, sometimes it comes in after the first of the year. And if you go to the next slide, because this is always a question that comes up when I went through another fire company to help them out. This is a profit and loss rate straight out of QuickBooks. This is how I report to our board of directors. And it's really simple. You put one line item in for income, choice marketing, one line item out for expenses, and that's how I can do a P&L every year, every month, every however you want to break it up.
All right, so let me get to some questions here. Tell me how you're going to, or how we are going to expand, if you will, somewhat focused, limited kind of fundraising deal into a much larger universe. And tell me what costs are going to be incurred by the school, because if there's, right, more addresses, more postage, more printing, obviously the piece itself, depending on color, I assume, depending on number of photos, how detailed the response card is, and those things start adding up cost.
Okay, so we've brainstormed quite a bit on this whole project. Based on the numbers that we have, we've run it, we're looking at, if I just looked at, let's say local, let's say Clayton, or in my case, from our terms, we'd look at Station 45. So 45's fire district. If you go pull every single county in the state of Delaware has a fire district.
Right.
Fire district 45 is the one that you live in. If we pull that numbers, and I don't have the numbers yet, but I guarantee you this company does, because I can almost guarantee you that Clayton does some sort of choice marketing.
Well, that's a good point, because the company you're using, you're assuming that their census data / records, voter records, whatever they're using, are pretty accurate. And what's the
returned flyers.
Yeah, returned sender type of response, meaning they don't have the right address, they don't have the right name, they don't have...
I don't have that answer.
Is it, you know, 10%, 15%, is it less than that?
Generally, when you do a campaign like this, depending on, you know, how many you're sending out, there's different price breaks.
Correct.
Do you have that?
It's bulk mailing. It's bulk mailing. So I know that the reminders come out to about 25 cents. Again, the guys that do this, they'll have that information right at their fingertips.
But 25 cents is for 400 people. If we're looking at sending out 5,000 people, you know, is it a cost savings then associated with that because you're doing a larger quantity?
So here's the thing. Our vision, if you will, is to start small, is to start with Clayton. And like we showed you a couple of seconds ago, Lipsick had an average 19% return on 400. So of course our initial scope would be a little bit bigger if we touched Clayton as our first one. We're expecting a 20% return of a larger population. Is that safe to say? Once that return comes in and we get our initial investment back, that's when we move to the bigger one. That's when we go to Smyrna. After Smyrna comes back, we go to Dover. After Dover comes back, we go to Newcastle. After Newcastle comes back, does that make sense? We just keep going. And once it's established, it becomes a monthly or a quarterly. First quarter, we do Clayton Smart. Second quarter, we do Newcastle, so on and so forth. So it just keeps generating. And are you going to get 100% return? I don't think so. But if you got 20%, right, even
good.
18%, what's 18% of 100,000 people that want to give? Remember all of those businesses that we can touch as well. So those businesses like the PPG who are struggling to find people to employ out of high school, hey, we're going to give them those types of people. Everybody knows the education system is broken. That's why the school's here.
What's the name of the company you use?
Choice.
It's Choice Marketing.
Where are they out of? Do you know?
Pennsylvania.
All right. And how do you guys, Dwayne, how do you know these guys? Just sure serendipity?
Through the last 5 years of dealing with them for the fire companies, the Little Creek Fire Company has dealt with them for a lot longer than we have. They're the ones that turned them on to me.
All right. And how do they make their money? Do they take a piece of
there's
every...
a setup fee. So this is those numbers that you see are exactly what I've paid them. They make their money by obviously mass numbers, because they're the ones that when they come in and set it up, it'll be fairly quickly. And then the setup fee is a one-time cost. And I can have somebody, so when Donnie and I was talking about this, we can have somebody from Choice Marketing come in. I just wanted to get the feel of the board to say, right, I can't go speak to Choice Marketing on behalf of First Aid Military Academy.
No, that's a good assumption.
Can't do that. Right? So where's the first step? If I come in here and you guys handed me my rear end and said, get out of the door and don't come back again, then I'll wash my hands and say there's nothing there. I'm okay with that. But what sparked this whole thing was my daughter goes to school here, and we're up in Pennsylvania where, you know, I stayed at a hotel that night going up there. And what sparked the conversation was you and I having a conversation saying, you know, these kids are all these out-of-towners are all fresh. Why are we not staying in a hotel and bringing, instead of getting these kids up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Boil down the money.
Yes, my wife had something to say to me about that as well.
So in the end of the day, I looked at it and said, wait a minute. Right? So I have spoken to Choice Marketing.
Right.
I have spoken to the sales.
All right, so those guys.
So has Choice Marketing done anything other than fire companies?
They have not. This would be the first school that they've done, which brings me to, that's why I feel it'll work, because nobody's reaching out.
It's a different audience.
It is.
It's a completely different audience.
Yep.
And it's a different piece. When people get the mailing for the fire department, you usually have, hey, here's the ambulance company. I contribute to my ambulance company because I know that if I do that and I need it, it's there.
Right.
The message from, hey, here's a school that might do this. All right, so what is the expected, I don't care what your population is, whether it's 450, 2,000 from the town of Smyrna or Clayton, 5,000 from the town of Smyrna. What's the expected success response rate, let alone, since they haven't done it to schools, that's unknown. You don't know what the average contribution will wind up being, okay?
Right.
So at the end of the day, what do we want to accomplish by using this type of firm? Are you suggesting that this is going to be the process for buying and paying for a gymnasium, which I will tell you quite bluntly, it will not, okay? If it's talking about trying to provide perhaps the funding to be able to have a full-blown capital campaign, I'm all for that. If you're talking about trying to do minor things here and there, that might be the message. But if you go out there and say, this is going to be for the stadium, or for the new school building, or for a gymnasium, you're never going to get
that. That's not my intent. That's not. I don't believe that's our vision at all. I'm just looking at, is it a fundraiser? Is it a way to get you guys a little bit extra cash? Right? There's nothing in it for me, Dwayne Seeley. I'm not going to make one penny off in this deal. Volunteer for me to do it, and I want to give back, and hopefully at some point it gets turned over to somebody else.
Well, I got to tell you, so you think it's about $2,500 to do the piece and have these guys set it all up and that sort of thing.
$2,500 is just to say, hey, this is what it's going to look like. And you're going to have
postage and all that crap too, right?
The mailing names are part of the $2,500?
That's correct. I'm going to tell you what.
I will beg to differ. $2,500 is not going to get you the mailing list for 962,000.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Clayton.
We're saying Clayton.
So if you want to go to Smyrna, there's a separate fee for that. If you want to go to Newcastle, there's going to be another fee for mailing lists.
Right.
Mailing lists are not cheap.
Again, I'm asking to be able to speak to Choice Marketing on behalf of you guys, to be able to say, this is what the pricing is, and we can get those questions answered.
All right.
I will tell you that for the 450 people, it has cost us $550 a year for the last 5 years. That includes setup, that includes mailing, that includes the reports, that includes everything. That's the facts that I know that I've shared.
I understand, sir.
And again, when you do higher numbers, there's usually cost savings associated with larger bulk mail.
It's pennies.
It
might be 27 cents, you can do more, it might be 26, it might be 25. It's not 27 to 20.
So this is the pitch that I look at it, this is what has me convinced, right? So when you look at it and you say, okay, you guys are dealing with your veterans, you're dealing with education. Everybody knows when you pick up the front page of the newspaper, education, it's always underfunded. Everybody says they don't never get enough money.
Right.
And I'm saying that at the end of the day, if you put out, right, I was the naysayer. I was the one sitting there just like you were.
I'm not naysaying at all.
No, no, I'm just saying, but at the end of the day, you got 450 people. I thought these guys are getting, right, our fire company gets $500,000 in state appropriations. That's a lot of money to run a small fire company and an ambulance service. And they still, I never thought in a million years that people would mail that back in. I thought it'd be junk mail, they'd throw in the trash.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's an interesting concept because it's outside of the fire service. These guys haven't done that. We're going to the Clayton community. Do we have a number on Clayton? Anybody know?
No. How many?
I'll talk to you guys and see if you were entertaining and if you thought it was a good idea. The idea that we came up with was start small, a little bit bigger than Lipsick. Hey, let's touch our local area first and see what kind of support we get. That's where the $2,500 estimate, right, approximate, came in. If we put that out there and we get back and we make 20%?
It's more money than we had.
Right? If 20% of Clayton's population donates, we make our money back times 10, right? Okay, so now maybe we take that next step and we stretch it a little bit further. Let's touch Smyrna. So, of course, now we have another cost that's going to be bigger than the $2,500 because it's more people. But again, if we're getting 20% return from all those people, then think about these businesses. So those mailers, we set that number. You set that number. So maybe their options are $25, $50, or $1,000 if it goes to a business. You know, 100, 500, 1,000. And for the resident, maybe it's 25, 50, and 100, or other. I think we're crazy not to give it a shot.
Looking on their website, they do have a capital campaign booklet as part of their special services.
So that's our proposition. If you guys think it's a good idea, if you want us to talk to that sales rep, we've talked to him and we are interested. It would be breaking into a new market for them too. As Dwayne told you, they've only ever done fire in the EMS.
Yeah, how many fire halls are they doing in Delaware, do you know, stations?
I don't know if they would even tell me that information.
Yeah,
that's the same bill I get in Middletown.
I get an envelope in there.
Same one.
Oh, it looks just like it?
Just like that pink, yeah.
Right, yeah, well, that's what they... Right, so when this goes out, it goes out with us.
And now I send them $100, I don't care.
Right?
Yep.
Well, you have to support them, yeah.
Right, this is where the address goes, it goes into an envelope.
I get the same one in Phelps, same as I do.
Tear off the bottom and send it. This particular one's for residents, 25, 35, 50, or other one. And businesses, this is a reminder for business, we put down 75, 100, 150. And I'm telling you, you'd be surprised at the people that circle 25 send a $25 check in.
All right. Well, what do you think, guys? I mean, half of me is saying, yeah, why not? What's to lose? We're not spending any money yet. And these guys maybe come in and pitch it. And it might be something to see what happened. At least, I don't know. I mean, if we brought in...
I like it. And I'll tell you why. Because... If we
another
have,
five or ten thousand
well,
bucks.
Well, if we have consistency, you know, and we see proof of concept with the school doing it as opposed to, I mean,
and
I'm not doubting your numbers, But, you know, if you see it locally, then we can expand it. And, you know, other schools up north, they have donors that are repeat givers. And that's what we're looking for, because that becomes an income stream to use in whatever way we need that use.
Unrestricted.
And it's going to put our name out to every single household we mail it to, so people that were unfamiliar with the school will
Those who think we're a school for juvenile delinquents might get educated.
Exactly. I mean, really.
I mean, that's what a lot of people still think.
So.
Oh, I know. I know. All right, Jimmy. What do you think? I can tell. I think it's worth having the guy show up and pitch.
Yeah, definitely.
We can drive on the numbers.
We can look at what numbers they actually bring us. This is all speculation at this point.
We lose nothing by bringing a guy in.
That is true.
And if you look at what we need around the school, that there's $2,000 to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 projects all over this campus that Pat and I constantly talk about that we can't get to. We can talk about it since day one.
Get that brick.
It's bricks, whether it's benches, whether it's a map out front. Of the
scoreboard.
You know, the
doors,
the trophy case.
Goes on the building. The people keep bitching and complaining, pardon my French, but I don't know where to go. Nothing's labeled. I mean,
stands
so
for
many
the football
things
field.
That if this works, that can provide that extra percentage point in our budget that we can use toward those kind of things, it would make a world of difference.
And they may be able to sort things, you know, by households of school-aged children and businesses.
Well, you know, that'd be another question to ask them about how they tab it, how they select the households, whether they do income selection, household income selection, male,
sounds
female.
Sounds like they just do a zip code.
Yeah, probably. It's just every resident and every business.
I suspect they probably go down to levy court and just get the tax maps.
Yeah, probably.
Which is probably where they get the tax records, which
could
is why.
Voter registration guide, it could be a number of pieces.
Yes.
I mean, when we've sent records. Postcards out before, we, you know, can get from DOE, whoever has a student.
Jen, thoughts?
I definitely think it's worth the pitch, for sure. No harm in it.
You want to reserve judgment?
The colonel's comments and the sergeant's comments are I'm just worried that it's not going to work because it's a different dynamic. And
fire company versus a charter school. I hear you, man. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go. Coordinate with...
My suggestion would be is that if you wind up doing it, I wouldn't do Clayton. I'd do somebody...
Like Smyrna?
I'd do somebody bigger just to see what the heck happens.
Yeah.
I would do Smyrna or Dover.
It is... My sense is that you do this...
That's a good point.
It's Clayton's 250, you get no response. Okay. What's your decision? Right. Don't go any further?
Right. That's a good point.
Very good point. I'd rather go after something that's got a little bit more meat on it with more people to be able to draw to. And then you can say, hey, Jim, you know, you're stupid. It works.
Probably spot on with that.
We have that on the recording.
Yes, we do have that on the
recording. I have one other statement. I've talked to Donnie about this one. I'll catch him off guard. The fire company, I have some very, very good business relationships with some businesses, i.e. banks. And I probably could go to them and say, help us absorb, right? So if you guys say, hey, go, let's get this guy in, let's get some hard numbers, let's look at what, if we just say Clayton and we just say Smyrna, let's find out what that number absolutely is. And I'm willing to go to those businesses and see if they'll give us some money up front to fund this. So you guys sitting here, it's an easy decision, it's a no-brainer. If we, let's say the number comes back at $2,000 and I can get $1,500 of that.
I mean, that makes it easy.
The struggle's always been involving objectives. Where's the money going to come from to do so? The larger piece that we have sitting out there, and you know, to be able to say, look, you know, because in 2 to 3 years you're going to need another classroom. You want the gymnasium. You want this. That's a, you know, as we came up there, you're into the millions of dollars. You know, and the conversations we've had with somebody to do a true full-blown capital campaign piece. Is $60,000 between now and 12:30 on 18. Okay.
there's not $60,000 lying around here.
Okay.
And I don't want to take away from what's necessary to make your responsibilities be done the way they need to be done in getting the kids there. Okay.
Right, his point is, we don't want to burn cash that we know we got to have for the capital campaign to cover getting the stadium and all that sort of stuff.
We're going to need to have cash to be able to do that, because the 60 grand is just the framework. It's not doing anything right. from a true mailing standpoint. We need, and that $9-10 million number over the next 5 years is not going to come from the state of Delaware.
No.
It's not. Because if it was, DMA would have already been Delaware Theater Company with what they were trying to raise for $5 million would have done that in a year's time, not the 5 years.
I'm not expecting that this is going to generate huge numbers. Yeah. I'm expecting that if we start out small, send it out, if we can get this covered so the money is taken care of, then I can go hit my business partners, because I don't hit them for the fire company.
Yeah.
So I have no problem going in front of them saying, this is what I need. If we can do that and make it work, let's say we run it.
I'd be somebody that's got a population base that makes sense. Yeah. Not Clayton, just, I'm going to say Clayton is too small.
I think Smyrna might be too.
Yep. Maybe Smyrna, Dover.
I think Dover.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I can, let me give you sort of a direction. Go ahead, contact the rep. Yeah, we're interested. Have them run a couple of different scenarios. Run a Smyrna scenario and run a Dover scenario, and then both